Hello, advanced listeners. Well, you're back with us as we explore our inspiration article, and we have already reached day three. We've covered a lot of different things already in our first 2 days, whether it be being lost at sea or helping seniors with their technology. And back with me in the studio, I have Josh and Lois. Thank you guys for returning with us.
It's great to be here.
Now, I just ask, is there something from yesterday's article that you could share with us that you learned?
Well, I liked yesterday talking about reaching out to help people reach out to other people. So I like this idea of an inspiring story of somebody who takes their own time in order to help others so they can reach out to other people's and their family and help themselves. I think that's a really wonderful aspect of inspiration.
What about you, Lois? What did you enjoy from yesterday?
Well, I really liked the whole article. I liked how this young man is reaching out to older senior citizens. I like that even him doing what he's doing is an aspect of socializing them, which to me is wonderful. I just know they can't wait to see him. And it was close to my heart because my own parents and my father-in-law are aging, and they're all in their 80s, and this was inspiring to me, and just that you have to keep going. Mm. You really do. You really have to bounce back, like, and keep inspiring others no matter what your age is.
Well, listeners, I hope that you have been enjoying our inspiration journey so far, but we are not finished yet. We have one more story to share with you, and we're going to learn about a veteran who lost both his legs, but he has found a reason to live again through sports rehabilitation. So let's go into our first reading for today on page 20, and join us on line one in the first column. Iraq veteran who lost both legs finds rehabilitation and reason to live in sports. To former Army Sergeant Ryan Major, there's no better feeling than banging into another player so hard during a game that he knocks them over. It's an exhilaration sports have given him ever since he was a little boy. But after an improvised explosive device blew off Major's right leg and some fingers in 2006 while he was on foot patrol in Iraq, and his left leg was later amputated, Major wondered if he'd ever play sports again. All right, well, we start off today by learning about an Army sergeant whose name is Ryan Major. And, well, he's a former Army sergeant. The reason that he is a former sergeant is that he became injured in combat. Now, it says there's no better feeling than banging into another player so hard during a game that he knocks them over. This sounds very violent, Josh.
Well, it is a little bit violent, but it comes from one of the favorite American sports, which is football. And in football, you are asked to run into other players as hard as you can in order to knock them over.
So that is part of the game. We call that tackling someone, right? They have this move where they tackle the other player so that they can stop them from getting the ball and not continuing to the other end of the field. And he said there's no better feeling than that. What do we mean by that phrase, Lois? There's no better feeling.
Well, it's like an exuberant feeling, like he just lives for that feeling. If it's no better feeling, he lives for the feeling.
Good. And actually, we go on to into the next sentence. It's an exhilaration sports have given him ever since he was a little boy. And what does exhilaration mean, Josh?
Well, exhilaration, it really means, just like it says in our vocabulary focus, a sense of excitement and happiness. So something that's exhilarating is very exciting, and it also makes you feel happy.
Right. Now, exercise, we know, does this because it releases a hormone called endorphins into our body, and endorphins make us feel happy. So when people play sports, they often
feel happy from the endorphins that are produced. So he's been playing sports since he was a little boy. So this is before he was injured, okay? But what happened to him during combat, Josh?
Well, this is sounds like a really terrible injury that he received while he was fighting, that there was an improvised explosive device. So this is what we refer to when people sort of like cobble together something that will blow up once it's been put into contact with like a person walking or someone driving, that he blew off his right leg and some of his fingers in 2006. So that means that the explosion cut off or blew off his leg and some of his fingers. Then it also goes on to say that his left leg was later amputated. So maybe there was an attempt to save a damaged leg, but after a while, they realized that the only thing they could do is remove that leg as well. So what we would say here is that he ended up being a double amputee, so having both of his legs removed.
Right, and this is a big problem in a lot of the war zones. They use these improvised explosive devices. Now, this is basically, they use some parts of a weapon that is used by the military, but they've constructed it in a different way than what would normally be used. So that's why it's called improvised. They've made an improvisation of something that they already use. And what he's done here is he's been on foot patrol. That means he's walking around the city, and it's like a mine in some ways. He's walked onto something that has now exploded and unfortunately lost both his legs in the process. So it made him wonder something, Lois. What did it make him wonder?
Well, I understand why it made him wonder this. It made him wonder if he'd ever play sports again, because for him, Ryan Major, that was his great love.
Right.
And he wanted that as part of his life forever.
He'd been playing sports since he was a child. Now he doesn't have his two legs to help him to play these sports, so he was thinking he would never be able to do it again. Well, let's hear our next reading for today to find out what happened.
A great form of rehabilitation. Now using a wheelchair, Major not only still plays rough sports, but they've become central to his life and key to his mental and physical rehabilitation. The 31-year-old now plays rugby, toppling others in wheelchairs with hard hits. He also skis, kayaks, and participates in numerous other activities. Major is among many people with major limb injuries who found that sports made them feel like their old, more able-bodied selves again. Their increased athleticism is occurring at a time of growing recognition in the field of physical rehabilitation about the value of sports for recovery. He credits sports with helping him overcome the severe depression he experienced after returning home from Iraq. The University of Maryland Rehabilitation and Orthopedic Institute has long used sports in its programming, and the Institute's therapists say it helps patients cope with often life-changing injuries and illnesses.
All right, well, we're being introduced to Ryan Major, a former Army sergeant who has lost his legs due to an improvised explosive device in Iraq. And it left both his legs, without both his legs, and he wondered if he could ever play sports again, which was something that he loved. But we learned that sports has been a great form of rehabilitation to him. He now uses a wheelchair to get around. And what is Major up to, Lois?
Well, it says that Major not only still plays rough sports, but they've become central to his life and key to his mental and physical rehabilitation. And now he's playing a sport I love. He's playing rugby. And I know Amanda loves it because she's from New Zealand.
Yeah, I might be biased because we have a good rugby team in New Zealand. Well, it is the national sport. Right, but it's interesting to see what he can do while he's playing rugby. But I just want to go back to this rough sports. What kind of sports would be considered rough, Josh?
Well, usually another way we would consider rough sports would be what we call full contact sports. Mm. So these are sports where it is perfectly legal and encouraged in the game in order to physically contact other players. So, for example, if you're going to play a sport like basketball, there's only very limited contact that's okay, and it's very well regulated, where in other sports like rugby or football, you can, or hockey, you can really throw yourself into other people, and that is not only encouraged in the sport, but it's a big part of playing the game.
Right. And that we see that it's become central to his life and key to his mental and physical rehabilitation. Lois, what do we mean when something becomes central to your life?
Well, it often means it's the focal point of my life or the most important thing in my life.
Mm, good. And what about key, Josh? What do we mean when we say it's key to his rehabilitation?
So when something is key to something else, it means that it is the one thing that really makes successful or opens it up.
Right. Good. So this has been helping with his mental rehabilitation, so that of his mind and also his body. And we see that he's playing rugby, he's toppling others in wheelchairs. Now, I know that when you are tackling in rugby, just with your legs and your body, body to body, like you said, Josh, full contact, that is already quite hard and quite rough. But here we see they're hitting each other with wheelchairs.
Ooh, I know. Now, they're not electric wheelchairs, folks. We want to make that clear. They're wheelchairs that are powered by their own strength.
Right. And so this is quite a hard sport we're seeing here if you're toppling others in wheelchairs. It says with hard hits. Josh, what do we mean here with hard hits?
So this is also a term that people use in sports. They want to see you really, like, get your body and really hit somebody else hard. Mm-hmm. So hard enough, obviously, to knock them over, or in this case, to knock them maybe out of their wheelchair as well.
Right. So you're stopping them from playing, which means they can't win the game. Well, we also see he does other sports as well. He skis, he kayaks, and he participates in numerous other activities. So he's a very active guy. But what is major among many people?
Well, it says it's among people with major limb injuries who found that sports made them feel like their old, more able-bodied selves again. But that doesn't mean old like you're an old person. That means you're just getting to do something. You're returning to something that you've been doing for maybe a decade or two. Mm. And it's what's familiar to you, and it's what makes you feel like you.
Right. So we're seeing people that have suffered from a major limb injury are using sports to feel like their old selves again, to feel like they were before, because we learn that when you have this major injury, you may feel like, oh, my life is over. What am I going to be able to do? He felt he'd never be able to play sports again. But actually, this return to sports is making him feel better again. What do we go on to learn in the next sentence, Josh?
Well, we've learned here that their increased athleticism is occurring at a time of growing recognition in the field of physical rehabilitation, right? Mm-hmm. So that the idea is that as you are injured in a major injury, mm-hmm. that you may not feel able anymore in order to continue your life normally, but that using this increased athleticism, so athleticism is the aspect of being an athlete. So this is running, jumping, throwing, all the things that athletes do in order to compete, that this increased athleticism allows people, it's an important part of the rehabilitation, allows them to feel that they aren't being limited by losing a major part of their body.
Right. There's a lot of research being done into what methods will be useful for people that have lost major limbs, what will help them rehabilitate well, feel like they have a good life, quality of life. And so they're finding that getting back into sports for these people is really helping them mentally and physically. And that's being recognized. Mm. You know, people are paying attention to it. perhaps to the research that's being done. They're seeing the results. They're seeing that these people are really doing well because of sports. And so people are paying attention. And this is really good. He actually credits sports to something, Lois. What does he credit it to?
He says he credits sports with helping him overcome the severe depression he experienced after returning home from Iraq.
Right.
So I can understand that if you've ever experienced any type of depression, I can't imagine the severe depression he had then, because he really thought, the biggest part of my life is taken away now. I will never do it again. So he has that feeling of regret and real feeling the missing it, but he also has the whole thing of a hopelessness feeling, because I'm never going to get to do that again.
Right. We actually know statistically that veterans returning from war, even without an injury, a lot of them suffer from PTSD, post-traumatic stress disorder. And that is somebody that has their arms and their legs still intact. Now, he was injured during war and returned, and we learned he didn't think he would ever play sports again. And that can make, like Lois said, that can make people feel very, very hopeless. So now when you credit something, you give it the recognition that it has done something for you. And in this case, sports has really helped him be able to overcome this disability and the challenges that are associated with this disability. Well, we learn about an institute that is also using this type of rehabilitation, Josh.
Yeah, so here we learn about the University of Maryland and its Rehab and Orthopedic Institute that has long used sports in its programming, right? So this is a therapist, and in this case we're probably talking more about physical therapy, but it could also mean a therapist like a psychologist who would help you work through some of your issues that you have around being injured. That it says that patients coping with often life-changing injuries and illnesses, right? So that sports are a big part of really making people healthy again.
Right. And so we see that word cope with something. What does the word cope mean, Lois?
Well, it means to be able to, it's hard not to explain this without using the word cope, that you can take something maybe in your stride, or it's something that I'm going to be able to handle this.
Mm-hmm. Good. Yes, you're able to overcome something, right? And here it says often life-changing injuries, which in fact this was for Ryan Major. He lost both his legs due to this device, and that is very life-changing. You can no longer walk. You need to be in a wheelchair, and so you're going to have to do a lot of adjustments to your everyday life. Well, let's continue to learn a little bit more about Ryan and his situation. Giving it a go. Major needed to be convinced to play rugby at first. A small part of him also wasn't sure he would be able to play. A therapist convinced him to give it a try. There was no turning back after his first practice. Rugby reminded him of his football days, and the team atmosphere, where people worked together to win, reminded him of his days in the Army. These days, the gregarious Major constantly prepares for the next competition. He plays with heart and passion that his rugby teammates say rubs off on them. It is, he said, what I live for. Well, we know that Ryan Major lost both of his legs during a war injury, but we see that he felt he may never be able to return to sports. But in actual fact, when this idea of physical rehabilitation was brought to him, he needed some convincing. Why did he need to be convinced, Josh?
Well, I think at this point it was, you're still dealing with injury that was catastrophic, very, very, very difficult for him. Mm. And so also that he was probably experiencing, like he said here, his depression. And obviously when you're depressed, it's very difficult to make decisions sometimes, right? So, but he also had a small part of him who was convinced that he may not be able to play. And of course, for someone who was so athletic, I think thinking that you may not be able to do that anymore would be a big, you know, contributing factor to an uncertainty of whether or not you can go forward.
Right. You may be comparing yourself in your mind to your old way of doing things. Right. You know, now I don't have my legs. I can't do this. You know, you have to overcome that thinking right. that I can't do something.
Right. And, you know, a part of him, I'm sure, thought, why did this happen to me? Why was I there at that time? Mm. Didn't somebody else? Why was it my duty sort of thing?
Mm-hmm. Well, we see that a therapist convinced him to give it a go. So this is a good therapist, obviously managed to convince him to try it. And what happened to him, Josh?
Well, this is amazing, right? So just after his first practice, there was no turning back, which means that it just took the one practice for him to be convinced that this was going to be a great thing for him and nothing was going to stop him from continuing.
Good. Mm-hmm. What does that phrase, no turning back, mean, Lois?
Well, you're going to march ahead. You really have decided in your mind, I'm not going to look back. I'm not going to go back over that territory. I'm marching ahead.
Good. Yeah, looking ahead and not looking behind, right? Now, why was rugby so good for him, Josh?
Well, rugby really reminded him of the days when he played American-style football, right? So this is a sport that's similar in a lot of ways, right? And it's also something that's very, very physical and also involves really knocking into other people, which was, as we know, the exhilarating part of playing football for him.
Right. Yes, it reminded him of his football days. And what else did he like about rugby, Lois?
Well, I'm not surprised about this one because anybody who has played team sports would say this. It's a team atmosphere where people work together to win. Reminded him of his days in the Army, his time he served in the Army.
Right. So, you know, when you work in a team together like this, whether it's team sports or in your job, you realize the importance of teamwork, especially when you're in a dangerous position, like what he was doing in Iraq. You would be relying on your team to back you up or to even keep you out of danger.
Right.
So that's what was happening here. Even on the rugby field, his teammates perhaps were keeping him out of danger. And we see that he really, really felt there were a lot of parallels between rugby and his time in the Army. And that made him feel very good. Now, we learn one characteristic about Major in this next sentence. Josh, what kind of characteristics does he have?
Well, so they're kind of describing him here as a gregarious. Right. And so gregarious is a term that a lot of times is scientifically referred to like an animal that likes to live together in groups. But here it means someone who really likes to be together in groups with other people, communicating with them, socializing with them, and acting together with them.
Right. So he's an outgoing personality. Right. So these days he's no longer depressed. He's no longer worrying about that. He's outgoing and he's constantly preparing for the next competition. So they must have a lot of games that they get to play together. How does he play rugby, Lois?
Well, it says he plays with heart and passion. That his rugby teammates say rubs off on them. So he's a really positive guy. I like to call somebody like that a real cheerleader, even though he's involved in the sport, he's also being a cheerleader for his teammates.
And he's an influencer. If he's rubbing off on other people, he's able to influence them and influence their attitude and their approach to the game, of rugby, and probably also to life itself. Mm-hmm. He's playing with heart and passion. They see that, they like it, and they want to also feel the same way. And what do we hear in this last sentence from him?
Well, they say basically that this is what he lives for, right?
Right.
And so this means that When you live for something, it's what you think about every day. It's what you're looking forward to when you get up. It's the last thing you think about when you go to sleep. It's really, literally something that all of your life is focused towards because you enjoy it so much.
Now, I really like this article because I really believe it challenges us to think about people with disabilities and what they can do in life. Oftentimes, we think that when somebody no longer has the ability to have arms or legs or anything like that, we think, oh, they can't do this and they can't do that and they can't, right? But here is showing the ability and the willpower to do things. Now, this actual field that we've talked about earlier, this field is called adaptive sports because they are taking somebody that's been injured and they're adapting it, right? And we see here how it really contributes to the rehabilitation not only of his body but also of his mind. He went from being somebody very depressed to somebody with a very positive mindset. What do you like about this article, Lois?
Well, I like that it shows you that other things can be done, even when you have a serious injury. I think of, you know, Josh mentioned it, ice hockey is a big thing where I come from, okay? It really is in Canada. Now, we have a lot of people now with disabilities. Maybe it's caused by an injury. It might be caused by something else. But now they play a thing called sledge hockey. I like it. I like to watch it. I like to see that people can still get on the ice and participate.
Right. So it's seeing other people be able to still do things despite their disability. What did you like about it, Josh?
Well, I like this idea that, you know, people, I think, struggle with their limitations, regardless of what kind of limitation that it is, right? And I know that people can be affected by depression and people can be affected by their situation, but to have a story like this where someone who's felt that so deeply and been so affected by an injury, to turn that around to the point to where he is not only just leading a very happy and fulfilling life, but also really inspiring others to do the same. I think that's just amazing.
Right. Well, listeners, we hope you've really enjoyed all these three inspiration articles and that you too will go out there and be inspired by them. Please share us your feedback. How are you inspired in your everyday life? We would love to hear from you. Write us at studioclassroom.com. And we do get to read your feedback and sometimes even see it in our magazine. So please make sure you do that. This is Amanda,
Lois,
and Josh
saying goodbye.
Goodbye.